So with Australia's space industry constantly improving and growing, it only makes sense that the need for trained skilled workers grows as well. One of the ways the Australian Space Agency is looking to get skilled workers in is through a new TAFE course to train space tradies. To tell us more about space tradies, what they are and what might be involved in the potential course, we're joined by Dr. Sarah Webb from Swinburne University. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Record.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what led to this idea of a space tradie?
So I think it's the perfect natural progression with what we're seeing happening in the space industry in Australia at the moment. So over the last few years, we've seen the creation of our very own space agency and then also startups, incredible Australian startups focused on building technologies for space just really taking off. And the next big thing is that we're going to have our very own launch facilities here in Australia. There'll be a couple of them. And with all of this comes the need for really skilled workers because without skilled workers, there is no industry.
That's exciting that we might be having our own launch pads and places around Australia. But tell us a bit more about the Australian Space Agency. They called on the nation's networks of TAFEs to join together and create this course.
That's right. So they've basically said that, look, in the next 5-10 years, these are the type of skilled workers that we're going to need, and to have them, we're going to need a dedicated stream within TAFE to be able to teach all of these people the skills that we need. And so even though the tradies that we're going to be looking for are the typical different trades that you have, so maybe it's electrical tradespeople, or it's building things, you know, managing things, plumbing, all of the typical trades you can think of that go into just building a house or building a building or maintaining facilities. It's exactly the same that we need, but for a space context. So maybe instead of welding boilers or welding for the mining industry, it would be welding for rockets. And instead of electricians installing, it could be, instead of it being lighting for houses, it could be electronics that are needed for both the launch facilities and the actual payloads as well. So very similar skills, and the skills that they learn are very transferable, but they need a context to be able to practice them and to develop them even further.
Is it likely that TAFEs will come together and create a space tradies course?
I hope so. I'm not an expert in that field of what really goes into creating any of those courses, but I think it is something where if there is enough demand, then absolutely it would be a shame not to have that inbuilt. And I think we'll see it happen naturally.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what skills are currently needed for working in the Australian space industry?
Right. So all sorts of skills. What is incredible about STEM, science, engineering in general, is that you need every type of person there is to get a job done. So it's a very collaborative environment, but we need everybody from scientific researchers to mathematical modelers to hands-on engineers and fitters and everything in between. So some of the amazing skills that are really needed that are more practical is actually building the things that we're going to launch to space, because a scientist could model it all they want on a computer, but you need trained skilled people to be able to build a rocket and make it suitable for launch. So we're going to be seeing our very own rockets. There's one company, Gilmore Rockets in Queensland, that has had an amazing growth over the past couple of years with their development, and we're going to be seeing them launch more and more.
And it will definitely make things easier and cheaper as well, being able to have all of this built within Australia and have it just purely Australian made.
Exactly, yes. So anytime you need to source skilled labour from outside of your own pool of people, that's where both expenses come up, but also just the logistics of it. You want to be able to not only make everything. So here in Australia, we're perfectly placed. So not only do we have our own Australian steel, we have our people who can manufacture and work with that steel to make it into a rocket per se. You don't want to have to outsource everything outside of Australia for extra costs. And also, you want to provide jobs to Australians who are more than interested, and we have more than enough amazing people who are interested in learning skills that are practical.
So how are people currently training to work in the space industry?
So it depends on what type of job they're training for, but a lot of the time, so something that might be as skilled as maybe making specialty PCB boards, it could be doing like an apprenticeship or having their base skills that they've learned through TAFE or through another apprentice, but learning to tailor them into the environment that they need, which is what we see happening in any type of job, really, that you, especially the young people, we hear transferable skills a lot, and that really is the most important thing when you're learning anything in the world, is to have skills that you can apply in other areas, and because you're never limited to just one area that you might train in.
You're listening to On the Record, and we're joined by Dr. Sarah Webb from Swinburne University, and we're discussing space tradies and the need for specialised tradies for the Australian space industry. So why do you think they're calling on TAFE specifically and not, for example, creating a degree or major in the similar skills?
I think it's because it's going to be something that if there isn't a specialty stream helping teach these skills, then that falls back onto the type of companies or the type of employers to then teach as they go along, which, again, happens naturally. But if you have to almost take in a whole cohort of people to then have a period of intense learning before a job can get done, then that can make it quite difficult for the workforce. So I think that's one of the reasons.
And I can imagine this future space tradies course, there might be different certificates in building or engineering, similar to how there's already different certificates that you can do.
Absolutely. And being able to, so they would still be very much usable in just a traditional context of maybe it's building management, you could both manage building just a residential property, but also being able to be equipped with the knowledge on how to maybe build and manage the development that goes on for maybe a launch facility. So we have seen launch facilities start to get built, and there's a lot that goes into it. It is a full-on development, and the actual ecosystem of a launch facility needs every type of skilled trade to get it up and running.
Just the idea of having a certificate 3 or 4 in rocket building is just an amazing idea to me.
I think it sounds awesome. It is something that if I would have heard that as a young teenager, that you could get this qualification in rocket building or in launch facilities, my goodness, I would have run to achieve that.
So why do we need specifically trained tradies for the Australian space industry?
So we want to try pull on the pool of people and young people that we have that are already very interested in going into courses and trades that they can see a progression in where they might go. So it's always very nice if you start something, you can see, yes, I might be employable here, or I might, you know, have this future direction in my career. And at the moment, maybe if you are obsessed with space and you're like, yes, I would like to build a rocket, it's a bit of a complex task. But how exactly do I get there? And this might make it a little bit more clear cut, deliver the skills that are necessary, and help everybody all round.
And I can imagine, because we've already seen such growth with Gilmore Rockets, we're seeing amazing research coming out of Swinburne, Curtin and UWA, that this might be a reality sooner than we think, having a TAFE course dedicated to the space industry.
Yeah, hopefully. We're seeing that we've seen that university sectors in higher education for things like bachelor degrees and honours and PhDs specialised in space training. So why are we not seeing it filtered down to TAFE? And I think, again, it will be a natural progression, but hopefully in the next 5-10 years, we know someone who, you know, has a Certificate 3 in rocket building. That would be fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning and telling us more about space tradies.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Sarah Webb from Swinburne University telling us all about space tradies, their importance, and what we could expect to see in the TAFE course when one is created in the future.